CNN poll, Democrats' hold over Congress has grown increasingly fragile. By Katherine Hamilton on September 12, 2021. By far-left CNN's estimates, congressional Democrats are not in very good standing for the 2022 midterm elections. According to a survey released on Sunday, registered voters are almost equally inclined to vote for Republicans and Democrats, a far departure from polls of CNN's past. When asked, if the elections for Congress were being held today, which party's candidate would you vote for in your congressional district? 45% of registered voters chose a Democrat candidate and 44% chose a Republican candidate. Just last year, from October 23 to 26, a CNN poll found that 54% would vote for a Democrat candidate and 42% would vote for a Republican. The poll surveying 2,119 people was conducted on August 3 to September 7, 2021, which includes a span of time before President Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. The margin of sampling error for total respondents is +2.8 percentage points at the 95% confidence level. By other estimates, many voters believe Republicans will retake the House and potentially the Senate in 2022. 60% of voters think it is somewhat likely that Republicans will pick up the 5 seats they need to regain control of the U.S. House of Representatives next year, according to a Rasmussen poll released in July. An August Punch Bowl News poll found that less than half of Democrat senior Capitol Hill aides, 48%, believe Democrats can keep the House in the 2022 midterms, the first time a majority of Democrat aides felt this way. Since 2020, Democrats have overseen several crises, including rising crime, inflation, the worst immigration surge in decades, and a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan which led to the deaths of 13 U.S. service members, all issues which most voters are extremely concerned about moving into the midterms. Notably, CNN changed its polling methodology, which Breitbart News previously questioned as an attempt to juice President Joe Biden's floundering ratings. The change went into effect on Friday.